in spurts, I'm like, oh, yeah. And then in spurts, I'm like, golly, like, that's like how it used to be, you know? Yeah. But that's an honest answer. It is what it is. Obviously, you don't go out there expecting everything to be perfect because that will never happen in this league. But, you know, at some point we have to, you know, take gains in the right direction so that, you know, those little things that used to happen don't happen at all. You know, and when things don't go our way, it's not as bad. So when you get better, you kind of want to get better. And if something does happen, it's here, not here.
2 steps forward, okay? 1 step back.
Exactly.
As opposed to 1 step.
So then
forward,
at the end, you're going to crescendo towards the end, you know. And when you look back at it, you're like, okay, we got really good towards the end. And not like a roller coaster ride where, like, we don't even know what we're going to get, you know, out of everybody that we're counting on. So
what's some areas of progress that you guys see that maybe aren't evident outside?
I just feel like our mindset, just in general, you know, obviously this game is performance-based, and we understand that. And, you know, when you're not winning games and, you know, everything is not going for you, you tend to have guys going in the other direction. But we're all professionals in here, and that's one thing before even getting to the field that you have to have. You have to have a good makeup of guys that understand that we're going to come in here and go to work regardless of whether we win or lose, because ultimately we don't control that. We control our preparation and you know, what we put into it to get out of what we want on Sunday. And from that aspect, I feel like everybody's in the right direction.
Put it in perspective. How important is play calling?
It's very important. I feel like it's one of those things to where you're making educated guesses based on tendencies and based on things that you watch on film. Granted, you know, some teams are not going to play you the same. For instance, you have a Peyton Manning back there, or if you have a certain receiver, they're going to roll covers to that receiver, or they're going to play Peyton Manning a little more conservative because he'll eat you up. You know what I mean? Like, it's just different. That's just an example of it. But, you know, it's just we have to continue to, you know, get better, grow as a team. And, you know, when the ball is in our hand, just make our plays. That's all we can control.
So post game, when you're looking back at it, is it 50-50, the play call and the execution?
I think so. I mean, like I said, it's a partnership with everybody in here. It's not Pop Warner football. You know what I mean? So it's not just like a coach out there like, okay, guys, you line up here, you run, make a right, and you do this. You know, we're grown men, and, you know, sometimes whether people, you know, question the play calling, that will be what it be. But our job is to execute whatever's called. So regardless if a play is called that, you know, may not be the right call in other people's mind, we still have to execute it because that's what we've been trained to do.